Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
So good morning and a very warm welcome to the second International Symposium on Homelessness, Social Inclusion and Health Inequalities. My name is Mark Easton and I am genuinely delighted to be here this morning and indeed for the whole of tomorrow. I've got to go and talk about affordable housing this afternoon, so I'm not able to join you, but there's a sort of link I think you can see between those two events. But I'm delighted to be here for what I know is going to be a vitally important conversation at a critical time. There is a bit of a paradox at work, I think. The British economy appears to have turned something of a corner. Economic growth here among the best in Europe, unemployment falling, there is light, we're told, at the end of the tunnel, green shoots, silver linings. And yet at the same time, we read about the numbers using food banks rising exponentially, never been higher. The numbers of rough sleepers up, I was looking at the numbers this week, 37% since 2010. The numbers of homeless families in temporary accommodation now in England at least over 57,000. That's up 8% on the year before. Rising food prices, shrinking incomes have led to what's been called a nutritional recession for some of the poorest and most vulnerable people in this country. And England's chief medical officer, you may have read this, has spoken of the profound shame we should feel at a 25% increase in rickets among children since the start of the economic downturn. And the number of hospital admissions for malnutrition has almost doubled in the same period. So it is critically important that we understand what is happening, why it's happening, and perhaps most important of all, what we can do to address the challenge. That is what I think this symposium is about. It's a time and a place for seeking answers, an opportunity for all of you to attend those workshops, please, to ask lots of questions and to do more networking than you've ever done in your life before. And, of course, this event is not, as you've just been hearing, is not restricted to this room. No, we are live webcast. Welcome to our viewers on the web. Which camera's on? Hello, welcome to the web. The millions out there who are watching us right now. That's absolutely terrific. And, of course, after all of this is over, recordings of everything that's happened here will be available, and you can have a look at that. I think it's after 12 noon tomorrow. You can get podcast footage, presentations, the slides and everything. It's all free of charge. Couldn't be better. So there's that element to the networking too. And, of course, the joy that is Twitter. The hashtag, I can't see it, but I believe it says somewhere on the front here, HomelessHealth14. Really keen for you to get the tweets going. Please do use it. It's a kind of neat way of getting your point made and even putting questions. We're going to invite people on the live webcast to do the same, and we'll feed those in to me and others and try and get those involved in the Q&A as we go. Tweeting, so phones on silent rather than off for you, and you know, do keep in contact with the rest of cyberspace. I'd like to say a few thanks. Thanks to the Faculty for Homeless and Inclusion Health for, you know, being the sort of godfather of this event, to Pathway 2 for doing such a fantastic job in NHS hospitals, up to 10 now, I think, and maybe more on the way. To Neil Stewart Associates for producing what is clearly a very impressive array in this room. We've also got to thank some of our sort of supporters of this event, NHS England, Crisis, Homeless Link, Queen's Nursing Institute, and the Institute of Healthcare Management. So thank you to all of them. So it is that this is an event, as I say, about networking. It's about making connections, spreading the word. But it is also an opportunity to listen. Actually, listen to some of the country's, the world's foremost experts in this field, one of whom is going to set the scene for us now, Professor Aidan Halligan. Aidan has accepted a challenge, and an interesting challenge, to improve the health of the poorest, fastest in the northwest of England. His background, of course, Deputy Chief Medical Officer for England, Director of Clinical Governance for the NHS, brilliantly qualified for that fascinating challenge. And he is also, of course, the chairman of Pathway, which, as I mentioned just now, is proving itself preeminent in developing health services for the homeless within the NHS. So that's the way the day is going to pan out.